friend. Come on in. Let me take your coat. Find a seat. Let me get you maybe a glass of sweet tea, maybe a slice of pie. And let me welcome you to another edition of Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. Now, if you're not too familiar, Sunday Worship is a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And each and every program, we have a main theme, main focus, and today we're focusing on total surrender. I'll tell you what, Jesus, he didn't tell us to pick up our picnic baskets. He told us to pick up our cross and follow him and leave it all behind. Total surrender unto him. So that's what we're talking about today. Total surrender right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Blessed be your name. In the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. When I'm found in the desert place, when I walk through the wilderness, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will sing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. When the world's all as it should be, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. On the road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name, oh, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name.
Celebrating the King, King Jesus today. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. So how is your weekend? Well, hopefully it's a blessed one. Hopefully it's one that's full of rest and family time. And yeah, it's Sunday, March the 8th, 2015. And today we're talking about total surrender. I love what it says in Matthew 8:19. It says, then a teacher of the law came to him and said, teacher, I will follow you wherever you go. You know, friends, surrendering, I'll tell you what, is a hard and humble thing to do. It really is. It's admitting that we are weak and the Lord is strong. It is a physical setting aside of the fleshly desires of our hearts and to run after what the Lord has in mind. He calls us to surrender or give up our lives for Him and His purpose. The Lord is calling us to stop focusing on the fake jewels of the world and truly seek for the precious, genuine gems in His hearts. However, though, friend, we must give up our whole self to Him. Not 90%, not 95%, not 99.9%. He will not settle for half of the whole. He is an intimate God and desires our full attention. When our full attention is on Him, friend, blessings flow continually. Joy seizes our attitude, and Christ radiates freely to others in a selfless love.
For me, what a sacrifice. nothing but the blood of Jesus.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Focusing on total surrender today on Great News Radio. You know, faith has legs. It really does. You know, I heard about a man some years ago who was rolling a wheelbarrow back and forth on a tightrope across Niagara River. You may have heard about this. Thousands of people were shouting him on, celebrating him, clapping him, and he put a 200-pound sack of dirt in the wheelbarrow and rolled it over. And then he rolled it back. He turned to the crowd and asked, "How many of you believe that I can roll a man across?" And everybody shouted and said yes. And one man in the front row was very excited in his professed belief in him. And the man pointed to this excited professor and said, "You're next." You couldn't see that man for dust. I mean, he didn't actually believe it. He thought he believed it, but he was not willing to get in the wheelbarrow. And friend, just so with Christ. Many people say they believe on him. Many say that they will follow him, but they never have stepped into the wheelbarrow. They actually never have committed and surrendered themselves wholly, 100% to Christ. So friend, I encourage you today to get in the wheelbarrow.
Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing.
Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing.
Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise. The glories of my God and King, the triumphs of His grace. My gracious Master and my God, assist me to proclaim,
to spread through all the earth abroad,
the honors of thy name. Jesus, thy name that charms our fears, that bids our sorrow cease.
'Tis music in the sinner's ear.
'Tis life and health and peace. He breaks the power of canceled sin. He sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean. His blood avail for me. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise. The glories of my God and King. The triumphs of
thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship today. Hey, friend, how you doing? It's Joey Kroll with you. How's the weekend coming along for you? Yeah, weekend's almost done with already. In fact, getting ready for the first day of spring, which is coming up on March the 20th. Not this Friday, but next Friday. So we're one day closer to spring. And all God's people said, amen, that's right. Hey, today we're talking about total surrender. Psalm 16, verses 1 and 2 says, "Preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good apart from you." That's a beautiful psalm from Psalm 16, verses 1 and 2. You know, Christians sometimes casually, even flippantly, refer to Jesus as Lord. But what does it really mean to call him Lord? It means Jesus is our ruler, sovereign, owner, master, and sole authority. He is Lord. See, without Jesus as your Lord, you have no good thing, according to Psalm 16. It says, "You're my God. I have no good apart from you." But a popular but terribly misguided notion is that Jesus can be your Savior without being Lord. Perhaps maybe you even thought it this way: I'm trusting Jesus to forgive my sins. Later in life, I'll make him my Lord. That's false thinking. Nobody makes Jesus Lord. He is the Lord. Amen? So what does it mean to surrender all to him and experience Jesus as the Lord of your life? Let him be the Lord of your conduct. Let him be the Lord of your relationships. Let him be the Lord of your time, the Lord of your talents, the Lord of your treasure. Let him be the ruler and Lord over every area in your life. And that takes surrendering everything to him.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, He abides with the still and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but His smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt nor a fear, not a sigh nor a tear can abide while we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Sit at His feet, or we'll walk by His side in the way. What He says we will do, where He sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other but to trust and obey. Oh, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. And 'tis so to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Lord, oh, for grace to trust. We'll be right back.
Time for me will be no more. Guide me gently, safely, oh, to thy shore. Dear Lord, to thy shore.
To thy shore,
Lord.
To thy shore,
Lord. To thy shore.
Celebrating the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords today. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. It's Joey with you. Hey, I'd love to hear from you. If you got a song request, question, comment, maybe even a prayer request, or you just want to say, hey, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is joey@greatnewsradio.org. J-O-E-Y @greatnewsradio.org. I'd love to hear from you. Well, coming up tomorrow, it's going to be the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. You enjoy the rest of your Sunday.